CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday hailed the success of the bid for the 2022 Olympic and Paralympic Winter Games by Beijing together with Zhang Jiakou. He has expressed thanks to all the people involved and hopes to present a fantastic Winter Olympics. Liu Yunshan, member of the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee, attended a celebration in the Olympic Park in Beijing on Friday evening. Liu spoke highly of the success of the bid and invited people from around the world to come to Beijing to enjoy the Winter Olympic Gala. Liu also says that the 2022 Olympic Games contributes not only to the winter sports in China, but also to the friendship and mutual understanding between China and the rest of the world. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called for efforts to study the significance of China's resistance against Japanese aggression and its role in World War II. Xi Jinping made the remarks at a study session attended by members of the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee on Thursday. He said research of this part of history should focus on the mainstream and true nature of the resistance against the Japanese invasion. The president also pledged to collect more evidence, including archives and witness accounts. This year marks the 70th anniversary of the victory in the Chinese People's War of Resistance against Japanese aggression and the end of World War II. Chinese authorities have sentenced a senior military official to 10 years in prison for embezzlement. Zhang Daixin served as deputy commander of the Heilongjiang Provincial Military Area Command before his fall. At the same time, it is being announced Wang Xin, former political commissar of the traffic unit of the Chinese Armed Police Force, is being investigated for suspected serious disciplinary violations. Wang's case has been transferred to military prosecutors. Authorities in Beijing have officially confirmed both of the city's major airports are going to be shut down for part of the day on September 3rd. Officials have confirmed both Beijing capital and the smaller Nanyuan airport are going to be closed to air traffic from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on September 3rd, when Beijing plays host to a military parade to mark the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. Authorities say many of the airlines operating in and out of those airports have already canceled their flights during that three-hour window. This year's annual fishing ban in the South China Sea has come to an end. Around 9,000 fishing boats and some 40,000 fishermen are now set to leave Hainan for the fishing grounds in the South China Sea. Chinese authorities have been imposing a moratorium on fishing between mid-May and the end of July since 1999. It's been established to try to conserve fishery resources in the South China Sea. A new airport has been officially opened in Altai Prefecture in Xinjiang. The airport in Fuyun County has seen its first flight land this Saturday with around 100 people on board from Xinjiang's capital, Urumqi. In opening the new airport, travel time from Urumqi to Fuyun has been cut from around 7 hours by vehicle down to just under an hour for the 400-kilometer trip. China Southern is servicing the route. India and Bangladesh have begun the process of swapping control of around 160 small pockets of land in one another's territory. The enclaves, home to around 50,000 people, were originally principalities established in the 18th century and never became demarcated when Bangladesh became its own country after splitting from Pakistan in 1971. New national flags have been hoisted in the areas where the new changes have come into effect. People living in these areas were given a choice of where they wanted to live and what nationality they wanted. Most of the people living in the enclaves, 111 in Bangladesh and 51 in India, will stay where they are, but will see their nationality change. The People's Bank of China is proposing setting limits on the size of transactions through third-party online payment systems like Alipay. The PBOC says it's put out the proposal for public scrutiny in an attempt to ensure security for consumers' information and money. Under the proposal, the amount people will be able to spend through third-party online payments per day may be limited between 1 and 5,000 yuan, depending on how sophisticated the system security checks are. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.